African TV Market Shows Growth and Challenges by staff writers. One of the cover stories in last month's issue of Video Age covered MENA territories. The bread and butter of the upcoming Discop Africa event in Johannesburg, South Africa, which will be held November 14th to 16th, and which is organized by the Los Angeles-based Basic Lead. Last month, the Los Angeles-based Independent Film and Television Alliance, IFTA, released a report on MENA, which stated that in Africa, international players are investing in cinema construction, nations continent-wide are transitioning from analog to digital television broadcast, and new regional pay TV networks and VOD services are steadily gaining strong subscriber numbers. The African continent includes 54 recognized sovereign states. However, as a film and television sales territory, much of the continent is often licensed together, divided by language. English language rights are typically sold to South African distributors who buy for their home states, surrounding nations, or the entire continent. Rights for French-speaking Africa are usually included in a deal with a French distributor who then sub-distributes to the continent. Arabic rights are usually sold to Middle Eastern distributors who buy for all of the Middle East and North Africa. Outside of South Africa, there is a limited theatrical market for independent films. Companies such as France's Vivendi and IMAX are investing in theaters in the hopes of raising ticket prices and bringing larger audiences to the cinema, but it will be a number of years before the market is developed enough to support meaningful revenue. On the television front, the main obstacles are low TV household penetration and the ongoing transition to digital television broadcast, which will allow a greater number of channels to broadcast at lower costs. Nonetheless, the increased number of TV channels is creating more demand for international programming. Emerging Pan-African pay TV networks like Star Times, Zuko, and Econet's Kwezi TV are stirring up competition in a territory historically dominated by MultiChoice's Mnet and Vivendi's Canal International. While the established pay TV networks have output deals with major U.S. studios, the new companies are looking for exclusive content and acquiring from the independents. When selling to a Pan-African pay TV network, the deal can be as broad as the entire continent, including adjacent ocean islands. As the majority of pay TV networks broadcast across a number of nations, deals often include multiple languages and territories, as well as any or all on-demand or digital streaming rights. Despite very low internet penetration, poor broadband speeds, and lack of credit card penetration, VOD services are growing in popularity. SVOD is the most profitable sector with international players such as Netflix, Amazon, and iFlix, as well as regional services including Showmax, Traceplay, and Noovu. Similar to Pan-African pay TV, these services often buy regional rights, including several languages and territories. This has been African TV Market Shows Growth and Challenges by staff writers.